We're doing the Drashat HaRamban, Torat Hashem Tmimah. The Ramban had been discussing that when God gave us the rebuke, the first rebuke in Sefer Vayikra is an allusion to the first destruction of the temple, and the second rebuke in Devarim, what we read 2 weeks ago, that rebuke is a reference to the destruction of the second temple, and life the way we know it ever since. אבל התוכחות שבמשנה תורה שהברית השני שקראת אימם מלבד הברית שקראת אימם בחורב, but the rebukes in the book of Mishneh Torah and the book of Devarim, and that's where we have the second covenant with God, that God says, I'm going to make another covenant other than the covenant we made at Sinai. That, then God says, I'm making the covenant based on these warnings, that if you transgress, if you go against the covenant, the following will happen. That's the rebuke, the retribution we read 2 weeks ago. הן מורות ומפרסמות עצמן שעל הגלות הזה נאמרו מתחילה. You see clearly that those works, that rebuke is a reference to this exile that we're in. תראה כי עבירות שמטרה עליהן בזה הברית אינן עבירות גדולות כעבודה זרה ומיוס חוקים ומשפטים והפרת ברית והליכת קרי. Notice, in the book of Ayikra, when God warns us, God says, don't go after the idols. God says, don't leave my mitzvot. God says, don't undo my covenant. Don't assume that the world is being run just haphazardly by the laws of nature. Those are all the sins that happened during the first temple. The people assumed everything's up to nature, God's not involved, they went their pagan ways, they didn't want to do any of the mitzvot, or any of the statutes, the mitzvot they couldn't understand. So that's why the book of Ayikra is all a reference to the first destruction. It's all a reference to the sins, the pitfalls and downfalls that the Jewish people experienced in the first temple. The second time, in Devarim, when the Torah discusses our sins, the Torah doesn't stress those sins. Ki lo haya b'brit ahu, kmo shamru zal, because in that covenant, that wasn't the point. That wasn't the sins of the second temple. The Talmud tells us in Yuma, b'ayit lishon mipnei macharav, why did the first temple, why was that destroyed? Because of avodah zarah, gilu arayot u'shfichut tamim. Idol worship, adultery, and murder. Those are the sins of the first temple. Bayit Sheni, the Talmud asks, why was the second temple destroyed? Shanu b'kin ben shayuskin b'torah gmilut chasadim. We know they were learning Torah during the second temple. You had the giants of the Mishnah. You had Jews who were learning fervently. You had Jews who were doing acts of kindness. Mipnei mecharav. So why was that destroyed? Tells us the Talmud, over one sin. Al sinat chinam shaita binem, because there was enmity between the Jews. We weren't unified, because Jews hated one another for nothing. The Talmud concludes and says, this teaches us that hatred between Jews equals idol worship plus adultery plus murder. Take the three weightiest sins and know that if the Jewish people have hatred between them, they could cause the same destruction as those three put together. Lefichach ktiv, that's why when God begins the rebuke in the book of Devarim, God says, V'ayayim lo tishma, and it will be if you don't listen to these words, ki lo haya b'yadam el avon ze shesinat chinam. God doesn't say if you don't do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the sins that are enumerated in Vayikra, because the prime sin that they had during the period of the Second Temple was the hatred between the Jews. Yishmeu oto hakal haze v'yitbonenu bo min haTorah u'min haDat. Ki me'olam lo charvu hamedinot hagdolot ela al hamachloket. Listen to this, the Ramban says. Listen to this, the congregation that's hearing this speech. And take note that the Torah teaches us and their own knowledge, we know that the great cities were destroyed over their own internal arguments. Their weakness began from within. Most nations find themselves in trouble because they're weak from within, not from without. And God knows that I've done everything to make peace between you, the Ramban says to his congregation. And you push me with both your hands to get involved in all your arguments. I try to keep peace in the congregation. Now, Nezer had a question posed to him. He was the Hasidish Rebbe in Sochetchov. He was a genius. At age 18, the city of Sochetchov came to him and asked him to be the chief rabbi. And he said, I can't. They said, why not? He said, I've learned all of Talmud except for the order of Taharos. And I can't till I finish that. So the city got together and wrote a letter, signed the contract. We won't ask you any questions in that order. Be our rabbi. We sign a contract. We will not ask any questions. We will not expect you to know anything and say they're Taharos. So he said, no. If I don't know Taharos, then I don't know the other five well enough either. They're all connected. I can't be a rabbi. So they waited, and a year later he finished Seder Taharos and became the chief rabbi of Sochetchov. Avnei Nezer was once asked a question. There was an argument who would be the rabbi of the town. And the congregation wanted the son or the son-in-law, and that the rabbi had passed away, and he had a son and a son-in-law. The question was, who would take over the rabbinate? So the congregation wanted, and the other one was technically a more legal heir to the rabbinate. And Avnei Nezer writes, he says, what's the job of a rabbi? Rabbi's job is first and foremost as peacekeeper, to maintain the peace between the congregation. So he says the fact that the congregation wants so-and-so is already a tremendous weight in his favor, because he'll be able to keep the peace better. So the Ramban says, our existence is contingent on there being peace between us, and I, as your rabbi, have done my best to maintain the peace, and you, as the congregation, have done your best to bring me down to all your arguments. Another proof that rebuke is a reference to the destruction of the Second Temple is the warning that Hashem says He will bring upon you a nation from afar. What does it mean, a nation from afar? The first destruction was from our neighbors, the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire. The second destruction was the Roman Empire, from afar. Shehen am Roma, chokim od me'aretz Yisrael. That's a reference to the Romans. They're very distant from the land of Israel. V'chein omer b'toch rechot tamid. And that's how God speaks again and again in the rebukes that we read in Parshas, in Parshas, Kisavo. Ama shalo yadata. God will bring upon you a nation that you're not familiar with, you're not close to. Goya shalot ishmal shono, a nation that you don't understand their language. Venkin babaita ishon, that didn't happen in the destruction of the first temple. Shegalul vavel vashul, shem kovim. We were exiled to our neighbors. The Syrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, vashul shi Husseinu misham. The Talmud says we, so to speak, went back home. Avram came from Babylon. Ulshonam lishoneinu, our languages are very similar. We both speak Semitic languages. The Jews understood the Babylonians and the Syrians. The Torah tells us in the book of Devarim, you'll be exiled to a nation where you won't understand their language. That's obviously not a reference to the first exile. We find in the book of Melachim, when the Babylonians came and surrounded Jerusalem, the Syrians, so King Hezekiah's men said to them, please speak to us in Aramaic, because we understand you. They knew Aramaic. Now, the truth is, this is a very difficult claim, what Ramban just said, because that pasuk would seemingly indicate the exact opposite of what he's trying to prove. Because Chizkiyo's men said to the officer, Rav Shakeh, who was a Jew that had left the Jews and gone to the Assyrian side, they said to him, do us a favor, talk to us in Aramaic. We speak Aramaic, and the people on the walls, the common folk, don't speak Aramaic. They shouldn't understand our conversation. The Ramban is bringing this as proof that they all spoke Aramaic. It seems to be proof the other way. I don't know. I don't understand the Ramban on this. Uchvar amru zan shlosha chazru lematatan, and the Talmud says there were three who went back to their original planting, and one of them is the Jews who were returned to Babylon, which is where we came from. And so too, the pasuk says in Kisavo, God will scatter you throughout the nations from the edge of the earth to the edge of the earth. That's not talking about the Babylonian exile. There we were all centered. We were in Babylon. We were in Persia. We had central locations. We weren't scattered over the world. על הגלות הזה אמור. But rather, again, you see that God was alluding to this exile, the second exile, שהוא מסוף העולם ועד סופו. In this exile, the Jews are scattered. You have Jews in Russia, you have Jews in South America, you have Jews all over. וכן, and so too, you find God says, והיית חשוק וגזול בכל העמים. You will find yourself persecuted, you will find yourself robbed throughout the nations. That's only a reference to this exile, when we are scattered among all the nations. But the big thing that God does say in the first exile, and God says, and you I will scatter among the nations, there it's not, it doesn't say I will scatter you among all the nations. It says, I'll scatter you among nations. Which nations? Yeah, we were scattered among a few nations then. They were scattered through the Assyrian Empire, Babylonian Empire, and the Egyptian Empire. But there it doesn't say, I will scatter you from the edge of the land to the edge of the land. That only happened in the second exile. You guys got the difference? Yeah? And so too, when it says, I will bring you back, the exilers will take you to Egypt in by ship. Begalut Titus Nia. That's what happened when Titus destroyed the second temple. Shemileh Sfinot Mehem. It says he filled boats of Jews and started shipping them out to sell them as slaves to the Egyptian Empire, to throughout the world. V'chen katuv b'sevrei Romiyim shekorin Historia Romana. And so too, you find in the history books that the Romans have. It's called the Roman history. V'rabbeinu Zal hizkiru mizeh. And our sages also mentioned this, that we were scattered throughout the nations. So the Ramban brought us a list of proofs, and we're going to pick up here next time, Bezrat Hashem. The Ramban will continue with his proofs to this phenomenal concept. You know, we read the Tochechot, and we just read it. The Ramban points out how there are distinct differences between what's said in the book of Ayikra and what's said in the book of Devarim. And if you look up close, you see very clearly that the book of Ayikra is a reference to the first exile, and the book of Devarim is a reference to the second exile. The second exile, what we learned today, focuses on a specific sin. As we know, it was the sin of Sinat Chinam that brought about the destruction. The second exile does not enumerate the sins that were enumerated in the book of Ayikra, idol worship, leaving God, all those sins. That's not what the second exile was about. And the second exile stresses that a foreign nation from afar will come upon us. That's really what happened. The Romans came, unlike the first exile, which was by our neighbors. And the second exile stresses we will be scattered throughout the planet, as opposed to the first exile, where we are only scattered among a few nations. And that's really what happened. So the Ramban is in the process of proving that the Parshiot really are allusions to the two different exiles.